Hello, I'm Dr. Jonathan Barker, pastor here at Amazing Grace Baptist Church in Mount Airy, North Carolina. I would like to personally thank you for taking out time today to tune in to our preaching podcast. We hope that this message will be a great encouragement to your heart today.
1 Corinthians in the 4th chapter, we'll read just 2 verses. If you find your place, I'll give you just a minute to stand this evening. We'll read and see what the Lord has for us tonight. The Bible says, 1 Corinthians chapter number 4, in the very first verse, says, "Let a man so account of us as of the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." I'm going to read that again. "Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful." Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, just as humbly as you know how, would you hide us behind the cross just for a little while? No teaching or preaching to be done unless you show up and breathe on it tonight, dear Heavenly Father. Just want to be a willing mouthpiece for you tonight. I love you and praise you and thank you for all that you do and all your many blessings in Jesus' name. Amen. That's the thought I want to give you tonight that the Lord's laid on our heart is be found faithful. Be found faithful. What do you mean by that, preacher? I didn't write anything down except for what it is right there about the ones that were saved in the jail. But I typed all this out today doing some studying, and I'll just be honest with you, it was quicker to copy and paste than it was to try to write all this down. So I tried to do that for sake of time today. But I appreciate the Lord and what he's given me on this. And one of the things I wrote down is an important thing about a steward. It does not have to be eloquent in speech, may not have many gifts, but a man be found faithful. So be found faithful tonight. Be found faithful. Matthew chapter 25, verses 15 through 30. You can go back and you can read that. He gave one 5 talents, one 2, and one just a single talent there. And the one with the 5 and the 2 went and traded them, making another 5 and the 2. So it went from 10, and the other one went to 4. So let's don't be like the one that was given one talent and just hide it. You know what? We need to be found faithful tonight. We need to be found faithful. I'm just going to be honest with you. Our pastor's an example of being faithful. He started out about 2,000 miles away from home today. Amen? How much more faithful can you be? He got on an airplane, and when he got off the airplane, got in the car and drove to the house and come up to the house of God. I appreciate that. That's an example to us of being faithful tonight. You know what? That's why I'm nervous, you know, because I want to be pleasing to God, but I also want to be pleasing to our pastor tonight. I appreciate the opportunity and honor to be able to stand behind this sacred desk, and I'll be real honest with you, because he is the pastor. He stands accountable for who stands right here. Amen? I stand accountable for what I preach, but he just stands accountable as well. Because God holds him to this place. But let's be found faithful tonight. I know that's not popular anymore because we don't want to do anything anymore. Amen. I'm not trying to be mean. Did I tell you I loved you before I started? I better back up. I love you tonight. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. But you know what? We don't need to get weary in well-doing. How are we going to see, 24 souls in the last 2 days got saved in the Surrey County Jail. That's in our county. That's not in states away. That's not on the other side of the United States. That's just a few minutes right here in town. That's in our backyard, if you'll have it that way tonight. And the preacher's done said, hey, we've got lost and dying people that's going to a devil's hell that comes into this church Sunday, Brother Stan, after Sunday. And you know what they do? They get up Sunday after Sunday and they walk out the back door. Why? Because we need to be found faithful. Brother Stan, I believe if we'll be faithful to God and faithful to the things of God, he'll pour out that Holy Ghost convicting power over this place. Hey, wouldn't it be good, preacher, to see this Sunday morning a soul walk that out that's been on the prayer list this morning? How are we going to do that? We're going to have to be found faithful tonight. Faithful tonight. We'll try to move on. The Lord said this. Verse 21 and 23 of Matthew 25 says this. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord." Verse 23, Matthew 25 says this. His Lord said unto him, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord." I got to thinking about this faithfulness. We don't see that much anymore. I'm just going to be real honest right here, real, real plain. There's no faithfulness to the house of God, no faithfulness to the man of God. There's no faithfulness to our spouse. Amen? Amen? I'm just being honest with us tonight. Hey, preacher, there might be some young adults in here. Let me tell you something, honey. Hey, when you take a vow, be faithful to that vow. Hey, man, the Bible says when you take our vows, our marriage vow says until death do us part. Amen? Amen? You know what? That's not preached much anymore because being faithful is not held very popular anymore. I'm just being honest with us tonight. Just as honest as I know how. Did I tell you I loved you tonight? I'm not trying to be mean, not trying to preach hate for anything else, but let's be faithful. If we'll be faithful, hey, the Bible says he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins. Why shouldn't we be faithful to him? She just sang about the love of Jesus just a minute ago. You know what? I'm going to take a time out right here. We probably ought to be still laughing the building right now, brother. Preacher, I'm just here to tell you tonight. You know why? Because we've got comfortable. Amen. Can I pick on you, honey? She looked at me, so I go ahead. She said, I'm tired today. I'm sleepy. She said, if I look at you, she said, I'm trying to stay with you. I'm trying to stay with you. But you know what? If we'd get a hold, if we'd start trying to stay with Jesus, if we'd be faithful to Jesus, if we'd be faithful to the works of God, if we'll be faithful to the church, hey, let's be faithful to the things of the church. Well, they got something going on up there all the time. Hallelujah, we got something going on up here all the time. Hey, there's no excuse for us not to be faithful this evening. I'm just being honest with us tonight. There's that faithful few. I want to ask you a question. Are you part of that faithful few? I wrote this or typed this out. Our pastor, can he depend on you? Can he rest on you tonight? Can you tonight? We'll try to move on. Getting real quiet, they always say that's a good time to sow. Steward, I looked this up. A steward in the scripture and theology, a minister of Christ whose duty is to dispense the provisions of the gospel, to preach its doctrines, and administer its ordinances. Well, that sounds like it's talking to the preacher. Can I be honest with you? We're all stewards to God. His word, his will, and his works. So tonight, I got to looking at it, and we'll get on into the message here in just a minute, but faithful. I looked this up. It's firm in adherence to the truth and to the duties of religion. Firmly adhering to the duty of true fidelity. Loyal, true to allegiance as a faithful subject tonight. That means being faithful. You know what? Back years ago, Brother Allen, when a man said, I'll be there, he'd be there. His word meant something. Not so much today. Because we're not faithful anymore. We're not faithful anymore. Constant in performing duties or service, exact in attending to commands as a faithful servant. Are we faithful? Are we a faithful servant of Jesus Christ tonight? Are we listening to his word? Let me ask you a question. I'm not going to judge you tonight. Judge your own fruits. How do you stand before God tonight? Are you being faithful of his word, of his works, of his ministries tonight? Hey, I thank God that we got a pastor that'll lead and guide us and that'll have plenty of things going on. But let me tell you something. When you walk out that door tonight, what about tomorrow? Amen? When's the last time you had a Bible track out? Amen? That's being faithful. What are you hitting the Bible track for? Hey, I'm just going to be honest. I can't talk to them, preacher. I've used that excuse. Guilty. I just don't know how to talk to people. Liar. 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 I'm preaching to self. Liar. I'm preaching to self tonight. Hey, I just can't talk to them. You just carried a 15-minute, only with a 15-minute conversation about this, that, and the other. How many of you men like to hunt? How many of you like to fish? How many of you like to play golf? Whatever it is, sports, whatever it is. That's something we can talk about. Amen. I promise you, if we'll do our part, he's faithful and just. He'll open the door. Amen. You know what? I was preaching on the men right there. Not a single lady said amen. I'm being honest with you. It's Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day, ladies. That's your turn. How many of y'all ladies like to go shopping? Yep. Hey, finally got an amen out of the women tonight. Amen. It's ought to be a good night tonight. But understand what we're talking about. Hey, how about this sale? You know, I preached on this on Sunday. Let me tell you something. Ain't you glad that Jesus was faithful? Ain't you glad that he didn't wait for Calvary to go on sale? Amen. Hey, ain't you glad he didn't wait for a 50% discount? He only had to give half of his blood, if you'll have it that way. He was faithful, wasn't he? Why aren't we faithful tonight? We'll try to move on tonight. 2 Timothy 2:2 says this, and the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others. We'll get on into the message tonight. Number one, who should be faithful? Who should be faithful tonight? 4:2 says this, moreover, it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. That answers that question right there. Who? A man. Amen? That's the Bible. That's what the Bible says. That ain't what I say tonight, honey. That's what the Bible says. Yes, brother, it's this King James all the way through and through. That's what I'm telling you tonight. If you ain't reading the King James, let me know. We'll get you one, amen. Because I'm here to tell you, honey. Verse number 2 says that a man be found faithful. Oh, yes, a man should be found faithful. Well, okay, ladies, what about the women? I'm glad you asked. Y'all listen to this. I saved my joke for now. Genesis 2, 19 and 20 says this. Now the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the air, field, every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof. And Adam gave names to all the cattle, to the fowl of the air, and every beast of the field. Then it goes on to say, but for Adam there was not a help meet for him. Did y'all catch that right there? Adam was the only one around this thing. God said, here, son, what do you want to call all these things? Because if he'd give that to Eve, we'd still be waiting on the names. Y'all get that after a while. We'd still be waiting on the women to decide. But I'm going to be honest with you tonight. Ladies, you ought to be found faithful as well. Why? Well, I'm glad you asked that too. Genesis 2, 21 and 22 says this, and the Lord caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. You know what? Verse number 2 of 1 Corinthians 4 says that a man be found faithful. Where did the woman come from? He come from the man. Amen. What do you mean by that? It's in the Bible. Genesis 2, 21 says this, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept and took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had made for man, made he a woman and brought her unto the man. So, honey, God has covered it all. Amen. He has not left anyone out. So who should be found faithful? I'm looking at him. You're looking at him today. Every single one of us ought to be found faithful, Brother Stan. We ought to be found faithful this evening. Well, what about the children over there in the children's club? Let me tell you something, honey. They're boys and girls. If we'll raise them up, they'll be men and women. Amen. That still falls under this same verse of Scripture. I'm here to tell you. Can I take another time out real quick? Let's raise our boys to be men. Amen. You know what? We ought to be faithful as daddies. Amen. As grandpas. Hey, it's all right to take your grandson hunting and fishing. Amen. Hey, we don't... We've got enough limp-wristed sissies in the world today. We need some men that'll stand. Hey, I'm here to tell you, honey. Hey, Brother Jonathan might not be here all the time. I'm here to tell you why. We need somebody. We need another man of God to fill this pulpit when it's Brother Jonathan's time to go on, whether it's by the grave. Hey, if we all go out together, hallelujah. But Brother Allen, he might not be here forever. Amen? Are you calling him old? I'm just telling us the truth. I'm not promised tomorrow, but I ought to be found faithful. I ought to be found faithful. Ladies, we ought to be found faithful to raising our girls up to be ladies. Amen. We ought to be found faithful. I promise you, if you don't, the world will. You want them to know how to dress right? Teach them. Amen. That ain't popular anymore, Brother Stan, but it's the truth. Hey, if they've got to come to you and question, is my dress too short? Just go ahead and change and don't have to ask next time. Amen. I'm just being honest with us tonight. Like I said before, I love you tonight. I'm not trying to be mean any way, shape, form, or fashion tonight. But you know what? We need to get back to the Bible. How are we going to do that? Let's be faithful to it. Hey, what about our prayer life? What about our reading of the Bible, our devotion time? And I'm preaching to the preacher tonight, too. Not just these two that's sitting here. I'm talking about the one that's doing the preaching tonight. And I appreciate the Lord showing up the way he has. But we'll try to move on. Number 2 is, how do you be faithful? I'm going to be honest with you, in the right spirit. Amen. Brother Stan, a long time ago, taught this message, a lesson in Sunday school, right or righteous. Never forgot that, brother. I appreciate that. Sometimes I want to throw a rock at him for teaching it. I'm being honest. Somebody cuts you off, do you wave at them and tell them thank you for cutting me off? Or do you beep the horn and wave at them in a different way? Hello? Hello? I'm just being honest with us tonight. It was good, brother. I appreciate that. But you know what? In the right spirit, 1 Corinthians 4:1 says this, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. I'm not trying to change the Bible. Please don't take it this way, but let a man see us and consider us the servants of Christ sharing the gospel. Amen? We ought to be found faithful sharing the gospel. I wrote some of our type, some of this out. Being faithful involves knowing what's important in life and what isn't. Amen? Can I tell you what's important in life? It's right here. Just right here. Can I tell you what's not important, what's going on outside in the world? Understand what we're talking about. We need to go out there and witness to the world. But you know what? Invest in your life, making it count, knowing the significant part from the trivial. To be faithful, you should do what you say you'll do. Amen? Be where you'll say you'll be. Be true to your family and friends. What is the 25th? Family and Friends Day, included family for the ones that don't have friends. I appreciate that, preacher. Amen. Keep your promises. Listen to this. Agree upon trusting one another. If you're married, listen to this. Accept the fact that you're no longer single. Understand that your spouse is not attempting to put you on a leash. That's probably debatable for some of us or some of you, but, and I'm not pointing a finger at my wife. It is Valentine's Day. I'm trying to stay on the good side. Some people can't understand, but it says, wear your wedding ring at all times. Y'all see this? That means I belong to her. And she belongs to me. Amen? So with that being said, I need to be faithful to her. Amen. She needs to be faithful to me. Amen. So let me just be real honest with you. She's mine. Leave her alone. Amen. Hey, you leave her alone, I'll leave yours alone. Hey, man, we got a deal. Hey, let's be men and shake on it, walk out the door shouting hallelujah because of the love of Jesus. It's Valentine's Day. We ought to be smiling and happy. We will be if we'll find ourselves faithful. I'm just being honest with you. Y'all listen to this. Nourish your intimacy with your spouse. I like this one. Don't stir up trouble where there isn't any. We like to stir the pot, don't we, Brother Stan? Amen? What do you mean, preacher? Sometimes we bring the pot and start stirring for wherever you get there. There ain't no pot over here. Everything's going good, and we bring the trouble. Amen? Avoid even the appearance of wrongdoing. Amen? Being faithful is a way of living in harmony with God and others. Faithfulness means being loyal. Amen? Are we loyal tonight? Trustworthy and committed to what you believe and who you love. What do you believe tonight? Well, I believe the Bible. Then you ought to be faithful. Amen? We ought to be faithful. Read or listen to the Bible regularly. We hear the preacher say it all the time. We are without excuse for not being able to read or listen to the Bible. We have more modern technology now. If you can't read it, listen to it. Amen? You ought to read it once in a while, too, though. It would do you good. Pray and worship God daily. When's the last time, can I just be honest with us for a minute? When's the last time we just got down in a good old-fashioned just sprawled out and said, God, I just want to worship you. I thank you. Hey, I'm talking about being faithful to God tonight. We need to be faithful, Brother Stan, to God. Hey, I'm just asking us, when's the last time we rolled up in the corner by ourselves and just had just good worship and fellowship with God? Hey, if you want that, be found faithful. Amen? Be faithful to pray. Be faithful to our prayer life. Be faithful to our reading. Listen to this. Obey God's commandments and follow His guidance. Amen? That'd do us all good tonight. Obey His commandments. Y'all listen to this. Serve others with love and kindness. But preacher, I don't like Brother Stan over there. Serve him anyway. Serve him with love and kindness. He might come around and like me after a while. I'm just using Stan as an example. I love Brother Stan. As far as I know, he loves me. Amen. We good, brother? Amen. Just making sure. But understand, serve others with love and kindness. My wife would be real honest, especially with me, y'all. She'd be so honest, she hurt my feelings. I'm just being real. where I'm going with that, though, let me take care of a dozen roses. Here. How much love was that? Amen. Amen. Here, love you. Bye. Amen. I'm being honest with us tonight. Did I send my wife flowers? No, I did not. Why didn't you? Because she asked me not to. She did. And I'll let you know a little secret. Tomorrow they'll be on sale because they'll be trying to get rid of all of them. Amen. Good day tomorrow. Hey, send your wife flowers on Friday. They'll be half price. Hey, but let's be faithful this evening. Let's be faithful this evening. If nothing else, remember God's faithfulness. He never let me down yet, brother. According to his word, he won't ever. Never let us down. That's the promise you can take to the bank, brother, tonight. I'm here to tell you tonight, remember God's faithfulness and share your testimony. Amen? Share your testimony tonight. God's been faithful to you in the past, and he will be faithful to you in the future. Number three, when should you be faithful? I wrote this down because this really, really hit me. It says, listen to this, tomorrow we will not have a moment to spare for duties that are neglected today. I'm going to read that again. Tomorrow will not have a moment to spare for duties that are neglected today. We should already be doing it. What do you mean, preacher? 1 Corinthians 4:2 says this, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Found. You know what? This right here, we're going to get back to the message in a minute, but I love using the Bible. We took the Bible out of schools. It's the best textbook we could ever have. What do you mean, preacher? The word found, that's past tense of the word find. Y'all know that? Free English lesson tonight. Did I do all right with that one? I got a thumbs up right there. Understand what we're talking about. It says we should be found faithful. Found is the past tense of find. Find, Webster's 1828 says this, to obtain by seeking. Will he find you faithful? He's going to be looking. Matthew 24:45-46 says this, who then is faithful and wise servant, whom his Lord hath made ruler over his household to give them meat in due season. Blessed is the servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Find, that's present tense, ain't it? Found was yesterday, finds today. Amen. So yesterday, he should have found us being faithful. Today, he ought to find us being faithful. Tomorrow, we ought to be planning to be faithful. Amen. Listen to this. Let's do what we can, when we can, while we can. Amen. Let's do what we can, when we can, while we can. In close, let's be faithful to the Lord, the Spirit of God. Let's be faithful to the church. That's the house of God. Let's be faithful to the pastor, our man of God. Amen? Be faithful. We already said the things of the church. Let me ask you this. This was a hard one to write down or type out, but it did. Do we schedule ourselves out of church functions? I'm just being honest with us tonight. Hey, we have no excuse. They've got a calendar that lays out several things for the year. I know there'll be more added to it, but hey, we can go out there and look. Got to work that day. Hey, when we want to take a vacation, we look at our work schedule, don't we? So do we schedule ourselves out of church functions, or do we schedule around church functions? But, preacher, you just don't understand. I ain't your judge, amen? I ain't the one keeping score tonight. You only count with him tonight. We ought to be faithful to him. Hey, there's things that go on around the church. We ought to be found faithful. Amen. If we know something's going on, we ought to try our best to be here. I understand there's certain professions that do have to work, like on Wednesdays, Brother Aaron, on Sundays sometimes. I understand that. I thank God for that. Hey, if I fell out right now, we got a paramedic in the crowd, but you know what? We could call 911 and they'd send somebody to come get me. Amen. Hey, I'm just here to tell you, you start trying to do mouth-to-mouth, I might resuscitate myself or just go on out one of the way. But we don't even do that anymore. But understand what we're talking about tonight. There's some things my wife's over hiding under the chair there, but that's all right. I know the way to the house. Hey, I've drove it enough. I'm just being honest with us tonight. We need to be found faithful to the house of God. We need to be found faithful to the church, to the man of God, and to the things of the church. Does God find us faithful in our witness? What about your silent witness? Amen. Let me ask you a question. Does your neighbors know you well enough to know that when it comes church time on Sunday morning, you backing out of the driveway, pulling out of the driveway, yep, there they go, going to the house of God. That's them church fanatics. They go all the time. Hey, man, hey, be found faithful to the things of God, to the house of God. What about our visit? Knocking on the door. Amen. If there's dogs around, I'll take my wife with me. She'll protect me. Amen. Just being honest with you tonight. We already mentioned handing out tracts. Won't you see something in close? Miss Courtney, will you come play something softly for us? If that's all right, preacher, I won't step in the way. But right now, I want you to understand something. Preacher was talking about it last Wednesday night. Genesis chapter number 29. I went back and done some reading on Jacob. You know that he served for Rachel 7 years the first time around? He said, I'll serve for 7 years. That's pretty faithful. Amen. Y'all don't answer this. How many of y'all would have served for your wife or your husband 7 years? That's one or two saying, yeah, but three or four is hiding under the pew. But you know what happened? Even though Jacob was done wrong, Laban gave her Leah instead of Rachel. But I'm here to tell you, honey, you know what he did? He went and served 7 more years. 7 more years. That's 14 years. I believe that's an example of being faithful tonight. That's an example of being faithful tonight. You know what the Bible says in Genesis 29 and 20? It says, and Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. Listen to this. And they seemed to him unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. Because of the love he had to her. Served 7 years and said it seemed like just a few days. Are we serving God with that much love tonight? He loved you that much. He loved me that much. I believe we forgot. I preached Sunday bought with a price. I believe we forgot that. If we had the same love for Jesus, how faithful will we be found? Let's all stand to our feet.